Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg, a high of 30 degrees to start the week. Joburg up to 28.
Thank you very much, Madeleine, who says the N12 towards Boksburg from Pitfontein off ramp is at a complete standstill.
In your sport, the race for the four places in the Currie Cup Premier Division gets off to a cracking start in the opening round of the SA Cup, and Scotland's Callum Hill claims a dramatic victory at the Joburg Open.
We start in Limpopo, where police believe they've apprehended a group that terrorized the province between 2023 and 2024. Nine suspects were arrested yesterday after a shootout with police near a shopping center in Polokwane.
Four South Africans and five undocumented foreign nationals are facing possession of unlicensed firearms, possession of illegal explosives, possession of dye-stained money, and contravention of Immigration Act.
This came after the group bombed an ATM in Giyani on Saturday and fled with cash. Limpopo police spokesperson Steve Takeng says they believe the suspects were on their way to Gauteng when they were stopped. Three vehicles were also seized. If you want to know what that dye looks like that you can see on the stolen cash, the photo is at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In Gauteng, six suspected cash in transit robbers are behind bars after they targeted a cash van in Vanderbijl Park. They were arrested at a house in Everton and are expected to make their first appearance in court soon. Good news for commuters who take the Gautrain train. The full-speed train service between the Rosebank and Park stations in Johannesburg is back to normal schedule from this last night and now into this morning. The last of the repairs on the tunnel was completed yesterday. International news, the Israel Electric Corporation has cut the flow of electricity to the last facility in Gaza that was still receiving power from the company. Around 2.3 million people and the operation of desalination plants, which are crucial for providing clean drinking water, will be affected. Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen says they will use all means available to ensure the return of all hostages. Israel and Hamas are preparing to start fresh talks today on the second phase of the ceasefire. And tributes are pouring in from around the world after the death of South African playwright and anti-apartheid figurehead and author Athol Fugard. He passed away in Stellenbosch at the age of 92. Fugard wrote more than 30 plays over seven decades. He's most important in the darkest days of apartheid. He was acclaimed at home and abroad for plays that exposed the injustices of the apartheid system and challenged its racist taboos, including by putting black and white actors on stage together. In 2012, Fugard told Signature Theatre his journey started in the 1980s back in the then Port Elizabeth when he read a newspaper article about protests against the apartheid government.
I found myself believing that putting words on paper is a valid form of action. You know, you can throw stones, petrol bombs and Molotov cocktails as hard as much as you like at those armored cars that come in with their big guns, but you're not going to do much damage. Words can do much, much more than that. Words can get inside those armored cars.
More about that on our news blog. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur, 9 verdagtes is in Limpopo vasgetrek wat na bewering 'n terreurbewind in die provinsie gevoer het.
Good job, police. Good job. Like it. Rest in peace once again, Athol Fugard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a worldwide famous author and personality, but obviously from being from PE, you know, he was it was a big deal there as well, obviously. Mm. School, varsity, as I said. My pleasure to act in one of his plays for him, in front of him. It was terrifying.
I can imagine.
But a huge, huge honor. And he wrote, yeah, I mean, she's amazing, amazing plays. And was so real.
Absolutely.
So real.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's, we know him as a playwright, but like you say, also an actor. He's done movies like Tsotsi, The Road to Mecca.
Yeah.
The